Hello, everyone. It's Megan here, and I'm really looking forward to being with you as you continue on with your monthly meetings. And today's theme is called Bettering Your Best, Part 2. So hopefully you've had a chance to listen to Part 1. Scott really set the tone for us last month with this theme. And this is really a critical term. I love this idea of bettering your best because it ties in really nicely with something you've often heard me say, which is progress, not perfection. Now let's talk about that for a second, because sometimes when people hear progress, not perfection, they might think it lets them off the hook. And that's not what we're talking about here. When we say progress, not perfection, we want to focus on that first part of progress. We just want to keep moving the mark. And that's what we mean when we say bettering your best. So hopefully you've had a chance to work on Scott's activity last month, where he really put you to work. He gave you a lot of key areas to zero in on and to be really honest with ourselves of where are we at? Where are we at? And hopefully when you did the ranking exercise, you found some areas where you're crushing it, where you really are close to a 10. And that's fantastic. We want to make sure we're recognizing those moments. We want to create more of them. Inevitably, you probably also found some areas where it was lower than you'd like. And this is where we want to revisit progress, not perfection. It's okay. It's okay if we recognize that we're not where we want to be, as long as we're making concrete steps to keep the mark moving. So as we go through today, you know, this is going to be the key focus, is how do we pick up where you left off last meeting and keep moving the mark? Whether there's an area that's very low, perhaps you were ranking things at a 1 or a 1 to 3, we can call it, in the lower ranks. Now, one thing I would add as a low rank is if nothing has happened. This is something very key that comes up where we have the best of intentions. You know, we ranked ourselves low. We knew we wanted something to change. And if you're sitting in your meeting today and you're looking at your list from last meeting and you see that some of the decisions that you made last time haven't happened and that we're sitting exactly where we were last month, we want to go ahead and give ourselves a 1 on that, at least in terms of progress. And this is not to be mean or to be hard on ourselves, but to be very honest. Because until we're honest with this, until we really look at it and start to change some patterns of behavior, well, you know how it goes, that classic definition of insanity. So if you were being very honest when you look at your list, you're seeing a low ranking, you're seeing nothing's really changed from last month, the very first question we want to ask ourselves is what is the very next step? Perhaps we need to schedule a meeting to make some decisions. Perhaps we need to have a longer discussion with some key players to really hash out what the next steps need to be. Maybe we need some clarity. That's a big reason why things don't move forward, is we're missing a key part of clarity to be able to take action. So today in your meeting, if you have found that there's a certain area where maybe the marker hasn't moved, what needs to happen? What clarity do we need to get today in today's meeting to make this happen? The second reason things don't happen is a lack of confidence. Now, the good news is clarity leads to confidence. So my hope for you at the end of this meeting is you will have more of that. Now, if you don't, if you feel like the confidence piece is still moving, the good news is it's only up from here. So get yourself the resources. If you need some verbiage, get in touch with us. If you need that clarity, like I said, from a team member, let's get that figured out today. Now let's keep moving, because I don't want to focus on what didn't happen. We want to keep looking at what has happened. So if you ranked yourself middle of the road, you know, around that 5 mark, on any area, that's all right. That means you're making a little bit of progress. We're kind of where we want to be, but we want to keep it going, continuing to better our best. So what we find when we're usually looking at a 5 is people have the sense of clarity. It's the lack of consistency. So ask yourselves this question, what's making us patchy? And in particular, when it hasn't been patchy, when it's been good, when we've been consistent, Let's share those stories. Let's figure out how we can make that happen more. Now, this is really important because we want to make sure we're not always focusing on the negatives. We want to also create more of what is working. The second reason why a lack of consistency can happen is we aren't blocking our schedule. The schedule is really going to keep things consistent, whether it's team meetings, whether it's ensuring follow-ups happen. Let's use our schedule to ensure the consistency piece is there. And number three, communication. This is a big one. This comes up constantly in our world, and it's because communication is an art. There's no right or wrong, but we want to make it better. So some key areas to focus on. If you are identifying that your lack of consistency of being middle of the road could be improved with some communication, here are some ideas to think about. How are we using route slips? I know they're a little bit old school. Not everyone uses them anymore if we're going paperless. But whatever your method is, whether it's using an instant messenger chat, whether it's having route slips filled out consistently and correctly, how are we doing? And what needs to change to make that better? Similar with triangles of trust. You know, where can we communicate even better? Where can we bridge that lack of consistency by setting up our next team member for success? What about notes in the charts? Are we putting in the information we're getting on new patients from the very first phone call and preparing our team in morning huddles? And clarity on prepayments and how we handle C patients. That's a big part where lack of consistency can come up. So get the consistency today. That's what we want to use the time for. Anywhere where you're middle of the road, around that 5 mark of the ranking system, let's clean it up, let's tighten it up, let's get more consistent. Now shifting over to high rankings. This is what we want to see more of. This is the whole point of bettering your best. And the question to ask yourself for anything that you feel you're doing pretty well to keep getting better is what needs to be freed up so you can shine more? What's standing in your way from making more of this magic happen? You know, this is a really exciting thing to think about. So when we look at this, you know, a lot of the times C patients are standing in the way and the way that they're taking up resources and time. So how can we start to get a handle on this so you can free up your team to really work their magic? Do we need to start doing a rescheduling deposit for any repeat offenders, for people who consistently don't show up and clutter up the schedule? Maybe something to discuss. Perhaps we need to schedule follow-up calls more intentionally so that we aren't doing the never-ending binder of follow-up treatment and having to hear a lot of voicemails. Can we tighten up that on the front end and create a follow-up call as if it's the next step in the appointment if a patient isn't so sure? Some things to think about. So as you approach your meeting today, some key questions. What got in your way? If you made some decisions last month, what got in your way? Was it a lack of action? Was it a lack of clarity? Was it a lack of timelines? Let's think about this. This is the question to think about so we can continue to better your best. You put some intentions down last month. Let's not leave them. Let's keep working on it. So Scott had mentioned 3 key categories to zero in on, and every practice is going to have a different area of these categories. So I just wanted to revisit them with, again, some more discussion questions, some more reflection questions, so we can keep moving past any potential roadblocks. Number 1, value-based scheduling. You know, this is something that is really critical to set the whole tone for the day. So when we think of this, of what's getting in your way, some things to think about. Is your schedule too crammed? Are you finding it difficult to get the new patients in, to get the anchor appointments done, to do the big treatment when you have motivated patients? Do we need to put some blocks in? If the schedule is crammed until April, that might be the time where we start to put the blocks in until December of this year. Where does it start to open up so we can proactively create more of what we want to see? Is the schedule not being filled productively? Do we have white space? Do we wish we had more anchor appointments? Well, let's have a discussion about what we're saying to be influential. What are we saying at the time of scheduling? How are we helping to influence and encourage our patients to keep going? And lastly, not enough controlling the conversation. Now, a big one that comes up on the calls I have is that there sometimes is a fear of following through. As an example, well, what if we ask for prepayment and the patient says no? This is a discussion question to have. You know, how are we controlling the conversations? How are patients earning their time into our schedule? Do we need to be a little stricter with C patients? Do we need to ask for that rescheduling deposit that I mentioned? Some food for thought. Moving on to the second category, daily accountability. So when asking your question of what gets in your way, what is preventing you from bettering your best here? Well, every patient needs a clear next step. So whether you're doing an end of day huddle to talk about this, whether you're making sure you've got your notes documented and every patient is accounted for, what is the next step? Because if we're waiting until next time when they come in to revisit, or if we're going to allow the patient to be in the driver's seat and they're going to call us when they're ready, we got to be really honest with this and put ourselves in the 0 to 3 category of ranking. That's about the bottom of what we can do. So we want to see, how can we make it better? Do we need to schedule some follow-ups before the patient leaves at a specific date and time so that they know the conversation isn't over yet? Do we need to have doctor make some calls for more extensive treatment when there are big comprehensive cases where the patient needs a little more nurturing? Do we need a better clinical yes and repeating less excuses in the triangle of trust of why the patient doesn't want to move forward and instead emphasizing the reasons why it's good? Food for thought. And lastly, your culture overall. What's getting in your way? What's getting in your way of making this beautiful culture that you're hoping for? Is it a lack of meetings? Hopefully not, if you're doing this one. Is it less effective meetings where we don't feel like we're accomplishing much? Something to think about here. Some tips. Set a timer. Leave the last 10 minutes of your meeting to take all the discussion you've had and make some decisions based on it. Decisions, good decisions, are action items. They're things you're going to start doing in your daily flow to make something happen. There are things you're going to specifically start saying. There are ways to respond to objections in new ways with intentionality. These are good decisions. Is there a lack of follow-through? Is it that we're making the decisions, but nothing's happening by the time we get to the next meeting? Well, let's make some checkpoints. Once you have those clear action-oriented decisions, we can check and see how it's going. And this is really key. So once a week, maybe bi-weekly if you get into a good groove, but regular check-ins, not big meetings, but just check-ins on, are we doing the decisions we committed to? And if not, what needs to happen to make it happen? Is it a lack of ownership? Well, let's put some names down. For whatever decision it is, let's make sure we know who the owner is and when it's going to be done by. Lack of energy. You know, that's a big one in the culture, especially. We want to make sure we're infusing the practice with energy. Let's share some shout outs. What's good? What are some of the good things that patients are doing as a result of what we are saying? Is there some good results we've had? Or are there some big wins maybe you experienced yourself or you saw someone else have? Let's talk about it. The more we talk about that stuff, the more it's going to happen next time. These are how we keep bettering our best. So today, the key focus is revisit the rankings, see if we've had any movement, and if we haven't, what's getting in your way? Until next time, thank you so much.